From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. This is the time of year when we at WLRN like to think back and remember the stories that we found especially entertaining, the stuff that got us chuckling around the newsroom. The kinds of stories we have to remind people outside of the state really happened. Seth Meyers' late night show even gave us a theme song for these stories.
Fake of Florida. Fake of Florida. Fake of Florida.
Fake or Florida. So this year's first pick comes from a familiar voice on this station, Luis Hernandez, and it's a story that might be better set in the Sin City.
Because it's something that comes right out of Las Vegas. The mayoral election in Bradenton Beach, Florida. You have the incumbent mayor, Jack Clark. You have the challenger, Bill Sheeran. 195 votes for each, so they end in an absolute tie. And they don't know how to settle this. They have to go check the state law. They check the charter for the city. And it says, in case of an absolute tie, the tie will be settled by drawing for lots. Nobody knows what that means. So this is what they came up with. They go to Walgreens and they buy a pack of playing cards. And they pick cards. And so the incumbent mayor, he picks a card. It's the 10 of clubs. Then his challenger, Sheeran, comes in, picks a card. It's an ace. Too bad. Sheeran wins the mayoral election.
Here's WLRN's digital editor, Maria Muriel, with her pick.
So this happened in, it was near Jupiter. It was in Singer Island. And this guy, who's actually a professional fisherman, he's a 28-year-old man, got bitten by a shark. It caught his hand, and he needed upward of 12 stitches on his hand. And then he went back with his fisherman buddies later and decided to catch the shark and eat it. But what I wonder is, how does the dude know it's the same shark?
This one comes from Nan Klinginer in our Southernmost Bureau. Her top pick came in front of the Monroe County Commission.
It was a proposal that we ask the State Department of Transportation to look into building a monorail along the Keys. It immediately reminded me and a lot of other people of the classic Simpsons episode from season 4 called Marge versus the Monorail, when a con man comes to town and sells Springfield on the idea of building a monorail.
What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
Monorail, monorail, monorail.
You know, anybody who's spent any time going up and down the overseas highway, you often look over at those old bridges and you're like, oh, I wish we still had a train, you know? So the idea of a monorail is awesome, but the reality of a monorail is probably many, many years, if not decades away.
Mono, don't!
And of course, here in South Florida, we also pay a lot of attention to the stories of Latin America and the Caribbean. So here's Tim Padgett with a story that starts in Venezuela.
My favorite bizarre story this year took place in November when two nephews of Venezuela's First Lady Celia Flores were busted for allegedly trying to smuggle 800 kilos of cocaine into the U.S. They were busted in Haiti and indicted in New York, where they've pleaded not guilty. But the episode was an almost entertaining display of the mix of corruption and incompetence that Venezuela's socialist revolution is known for these days, and why it got routed in recent elections there.
And from all of us here at WLRN, we wish you a happy and equally Florida New Year. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.